Hello, welcome to the Pirate Preacher, where we explore the words of the first wave walker and battle life's storms. Arrgh! Ye ready for to sail with Jesus, mate? If so, climb aboard!
If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Acts 17. Today we're going to continue our examination of conflict within the church. Learn from Scripture how Paul and some of the other apostles, disciples of Christ, dealt with conflict within their calling, and today specifically how Paul dealt with it as he spoke with the disciples in church in Berea. So let us read aloud. The Bereans examined the Scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. How about us? Do we examine the Scriptures each day to see if what Paul said, what a writer, preacher, friend says about God's words are true? God is not worried that an audit of His words will reveal an error, for through His Spirit, the writer of Proverbs said, "Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him." In Acts, we learn that jealous Jews rounded up bad characters, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. These jealous Jews went to Berea, agitating the crowd and stirring them up. Do we? When circumstances run counter to what we hope would happen, do we round up a tribe of like-minded believers, form a mob, and riot in the streets and online? Perhaps because Paul endured beatings prompted by agitated mobs, he also wrote, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with Paul, asking, "What is this babbler trying to say?" They took him and brought him to the Acropolis, saying, "You bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling and hearing something new. Is this the way we seek wisdom and knowledge, by rushing after the latest popular movement or some awakened understanding that suggests we are more enlightened than God? Do the words of God leave us confused, as though somehow He's speaking in code? If so, we only need to raise our hand and ask for help. James says, "If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. He gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Paul goes on to say to the Bereans, "God is not served by human hands, and as if He needed anything, for He Himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. God made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. God did this in order that we should seek Him and perhaps feel their way toward Him and find Him. Yet He is actually not far from each one of us. In the past, God overlooked our times of ignorance, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent. He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed. And of this, He has given assurances to all by raising this man from the dead. This man is Jesus Christ." As the psalmist says, "Serve the Lord with gladness, come into His presence with singing." But never forget that we can only serve God because through His mercy, He allows us to come into His presence. He does not need to be served, but through His grace, He allows us to anoint His feet with perfume and to wipe His feet with the very hairs on our head. He saves, He redeems, He has fixed a day for judgment. All He asks of us is that we turn from our sins and toward Him. Will we? Lord, You are my shield around me. You bestow glory on me. You lift up my head. To You I cry, and You answer from Your holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I awake again because of You. Sustain me, Arise, O Lord. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessings be on your people, and may your blessings be on me.
Thanks for sailing with the Pirate Preacher. May you enjoy fair winds and smooth swells on life's journey.